My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin puts sex over danger. Then Davin's scammer Belinda gets grilled on the video chat Davin had with her. Belinda then wants to forget the past. Well, Davin, listen and enjoy.
I go, do you ever wonder what might have happened if you approached me as Belinda instead of Agnes? She goes, Yeah, I do. I go, do you regret contacting me as Agnes? She goes, I do. I wish I started as Belinda. I go, how come? What do you think would have happened? She goes, I think we would have been much closer if I started with Belinda, maybe even together right now. I go, yeah, things would definitely be different. Somebody at the door, hold on. I don't remember if there was. I might have just had to pee. So I come back. She's like, oh, who's at the door? I go, 85-year-old woman. She wanted to show me her boobs. She laughs. I go, she threw in a blowjob, too. Everybody's so friendly here.
She gave your cock the attention it deserved.
Yes, yes, my eloquent cock. Eloquent cock.
My cock smells of sweat and effervescent.
Wow. Wow. Totally unsexy times with Joe. Effervescent.
Need lube. Let me get some Ben Gay.
Oh, he's here too?
I go, she threw in a blowjob too. Everybody's so friendly here. She goes, wow, I see. I go, jealous? She goes, kind of. I go, sorry, next time you could show me your boobs and blow me. Is that better? She goes, yeah, it is.
Oh.
I love it. Oh.
I'm just shocked. Because she wouldn't talk like this to you before.
Well, now we're being honest.
Yeah, but...
We're connecting.
Yeah, okay.
So I go, wow, if only that was true. She goes... what was true? 85-year-old woman? I go, no, that you'd show me your boobs and blow me.
Yeah.
She goes, of course I will when we are together. And now I gotta book airfare. Sure, I might get hacked to pieces, but if there's a blowjob involved...
Then you'll do anything.
Priceless.
Run through the... priceless.
I go, wow, are you good at giving them? She goes, can't tell you, have to experience it. So you tell me. I go, fair enough.
Yeah. Nice. Okay,
experience.
I'll take that challenge.
The machete at my back.
I've never had a blowjob from a Ghanaian man before. Funnier, you don't have the close shave I was hoping for, Belinda.
Yes. Don't worry, the machete will give you one.
I go, I wish when we did that video call back in the day, you had done a real video chat and not that nonsense you tried to pull with the guys yelling in the background and Julie Love's frozen face.
Oh.
Because remember we tried that video chat.
Yes.
And it was just Julie Love's picture and like mouth moving but freezing up and you just hear some Ghanaians yelling shit at each other.
Yeah.
And she got all pissy at me. She goes, we will do that when you get back.
Okay.
I go, how? You do not have a computer with a camera. She goes, yeah, we'll try and get a cafe with a camera so we can video call. Now, here's a development, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Scammers do not do video chat.
No, they do not. Interesting.
I go, looking back, it was funny because you got all bitchy with me when I was calling you on your BS. I go, if you do it this week, maybe we can do it on a day when I can get internet again and you can see all the beauty that is this place. She goes, okay, but why don't you have internet all the time? I go, it's $20 for 24 hours in my room. That the rest of the time I use the library for 15 minutes a time. When you did the fake video call, what were you thinking? Was only trying to impress.
Uh-huh.
I go, but how was that even supposed to work? I don't understand how you could pull off a real conversation with a pre-taped Julie. She goes, please, let's forget the past and move forward with our relationship. The past would only drag us backwards. Please.
Stop bringing that shit up, mister, because it makes me want to fight you.
I am not bitter or looking to fight. I promise. I just want to know how that all works. Educate me, love. We'll show you the video of Agnes while I chat with you. That was the plan. She'll show me the video of Agnes while she chats with me.
Right.
But we were supposed to be having a video call where we spoke with each other. So you knew it'd never work, and the plan was to blame the internet or technology?
Mm.
She goes, yep. I go, who were the Ghanaian men I heard yelling in the background into the microphone? Why didn't you speak? She goes, they were also at the cafe. The microphone was not working. Well, that's what the cafe attendant told me, but I decided to go on with it anyway. Why didn't you tell me that instead of saying there were no men around? She goes, I'm sorry. I go, no need to apologize. It's an old scammer technique I have learned. Does it ever work? So once again now, I'm calling her on her bullshit.
Right.
And I'm informing her that I am now more educated. You're dealing with a hipper, smarter Davin since the whole scam.
Yeah, now
so
I
you
know.
Better raise your game.
Yeah, I know more about how this works.
Do you like that move?
Yeah.
I go, did you try talking with other guys, with the other guys you were talking to as Agnes? She goes, nope. I go, where does one even find video of Julie to use? Don't know, but a friend gave mine to me. I go, your friend is a romance scammer. She goes, not that I know of. I go, most people do not have pictures and videos of Julie unless they plan on using them to fool men, especially in Ghana. I have learned a lot about the game, so to speak. I do look forward to seeing and hearing beautiful Belinda, though. She goes, same here. I go, well, just look in the mirror, silly.
I look forward to finding out who this Belinda is.
Whoops. She just said same here?
Yeah, when I said I look forward to seeing the real Belinda. That's why I go look in the mirror, silly.
I think she screwed up. She meant, like,
yeah,
him,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I go, heck, you can even touch beautiful Belinda. You're a lucky lady.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I mean, looking forward to seeing and hearing you, too. I will be the one that looks like Julie Love. That's what I told her. She goes, really? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Really. I go, yep, at least I will know you think I'm pretty. She laughs.
There's no real Davin. I've been a chick the whole time.
I go, the good thing is, every incarnation of you, you get prettier. Can't wait to see what contestant number 3 looks like.
Oh, snap.
Sorry to disappoint you, but there is no contestant number 3. Oh. She's pretty much anting up here with this video chat thing.
Yeah.
Not disappointed at all. I like my Belinda with the great smile and the kissable lips. She goes, that's the same you'll have. She goes, I go, I have to tell you something. She goes, tell me, hon. I'm not the person you see in the pictures. That's what I tell her. She goes, really? I go, yep. Does it matter? She goes, nope. It's the one I'm talking to. I'm interested, not the one in the pictures. I go, okay. I got to go out for a few minutes. Got to walk to the grocery store, buy my bologna. We'll be back in a little bit. Do you still want me to try and help you try to get a very restful night's sleep when I come back? What are you going to get at the grocery store, though? Some Bahamian? Why am I telling you guys? I told her what I was getting.
What were you getting?
Bologna.
Funny, but Bahamian meat patties and some turkey. Okay, beautiful. I'll see you in a few hours. Wear something comfy. I'll be thinking of you. I'll be the guy with a hard-on in the grocery store. Kind of awkward.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.